As usual, find a place and a time where you can really do this meditation, and a comfortable posture, one in which you're both alert and relaxed. Getting settled with your eyes open or closed. And perhaps a little sense of appreciation or compassion for yourself, or gratitude just for the opportunity to improve your own mind. All right, taking a moment to notice the sounds around you, appearing and disappearing in a spacious field of awareness. And sensing your body overall, relaxed and comfortable. Aware of your body breathing. Breathing easily, not trying to control the breath in any way. Your chest or stomach rising and falling. Pleasant and peaceful. The cool air coming in and the warm air going out. So for the first strength, let's explore a few ways to strengthen your intentions to stay present and focused. You can establish your intentions at the beginning of a sitting, like right now. You could do it wordlessly, or softly say specific sentences inside your mind, like, "May my mind be steady." Or, "May attention stay settled on the breath." Let's try this for a bit. All right. Next, you could also routinely reestablish your intention at short intervals, such as at the beginning of each inhalation and exhalation. Let's try this. And third, you can also establish intention by getting a feeling of someone you respect whose mind is steady and kind of being in the zone of that person. Maybe just bring that person to mind, get a feeling for his or her qualities, and then allow the sense of that, of those qualities, to be present with you right now. Now let's move on to the second strength, sustaining attention to its object. Your attention increasingly absorbed in your breath. In a sense, renouncing engagement with anything else, letting other thoughts and feelings go. Continually returning attention to the breath, given over to it, and letting go of anything else. Peaceful, pleasant, resting in the breath. Now let's explore a few specific methods to keep doing this. For one, you can draw on the language centers of your brain by counting each breath, starting at 1, going up to 10, and starting over each complete breath. 1 after the other. And starting over at 1 if you lose track. Let's try this. All right, and now let's use language in the form of gently noting your experience softly in the back of your mind. The experience of breathing in, out, rising or falling. And you can also note any distractions like thinking, memory. Let's try this. Okay, and next method, let's set up a little guardian in your mind that watches how well you are watching the breath. See if you can imagine a kind of watcher that's alert to your absorption in each breath, gently reminding you to come back to it if your mind wanders, and perhaps reestablishing that sense of the watcher at the beginning of each breath. All right. Now we'll move on to the third strength, filtering out distractions, both outside you, like sounds, and from inside your own mind. Helping your mind to become so nicely quiet, with a growing sense of tranquility deep down inside, a stable, peaceful stillness. So here are some specific methods to do this. First, you could use the powerful intentions in your frontal lobes to set filters that screen out unwanted stuff. You could think softly, "I don't care about that. I can think about all that later." Right now, I've made an appointment to meditate. So if you like, just establish that kind of intention in your own mind. Next, let's experiment with gently batting away distracting thoughts before they fully take hold. The trick is to do this gently but firmly, catching them early when they're still light and not fully developed. So you gently bat them away and bring your attention so pleasantly back into the sensations of each individual breath. Now for the next method, if need be, you could shift the object of attention to be an intrusive stimulus, like a loud refrigerator or a pain in your knee, or even a recurring thought, and regard that stimulus as the new object of awareness, without getting sucked into it, but resting your attention on it continually. So if there is anything like that in your world right now, you could experiment with that for, let's say, half a minute. Now, returning your attention to the breath itself, take a moment here to refine it and settle back into it, each one from beginning to end. And now we'll move on to the fourth strength, managing the hunger for new stimulation, so that you can keep your attention happy with the breath and the nice feelings of relaxation and contentment, peacefulness that come with this. For the first method, let's help your brain become more sensitive to the neutral stimuli that are part of life. So fairly neutral experiences, like the sensations of breathing, can alone be satisfying in their own right. And so, for a little bit here, see if you can notice what's neither pleasant nor unpleasant, simply neutral, the neutral feeling tone in the various things flowing through your mind. All right, now let's explore some ways to give your brain more stimulation so that it lets you stay focused on the breath. To begin with, see if you can regard each breath as a fresh breath, with a sense of beginner's mind or don't know mind, sensing the individual qualities of each breath. Next, let's explore increasing the stimulation of the breath itself. You could pay close attention to little details about it, like the sensation of coolness or warmth at one spot on your upper lip. Or you could shift your attention around some from different parts of the breathing, such as your stomach or your throat, or simply feeling how the body as a whole moves while it's breathing. Let's try this. Okay, now let's explore increasing stimulation in general to help you stay focused on the breath. If you like, you could bring up a sense of friendliness toward the breath itself. Or bring up more general feelings of caring and kindness. And that helps stimulate the hormone oxytocin, by the way, which helps dampen any cravings for new stimulation. You might imagine being with or hugging for a long time someone who loves you or you love very much. Or you could try loving kindness meditation with soft phrases in your mind like, "May I," or someone else you choose, "be happy, safe, and free from suffering." Let's explore these methods here for a whole minute. can also increase stimulation in general by making a positive feeling itself the object of attention. Perhaps becoming increasingly absorbed in feelings of blissful energy in your body, or absorbed in happiness, contentment, or tranquility. And now for a last and profound way to manage the hunger, the craving for stimulation. You might allow a deep knowing to arise in your mind that all stimuli, no matter how pleasing, are endlessly changing, impermanent, and not ultimately reliable as a source of true happiness. All stimuli are not worth chasing or resisting. And you can let the feeling of this wisdom, in a good way, a kind of disenchantment, be an object of attention itself. Acceptance of whatever moves through your mind, enjoying the pleasant and having compassion for yourself for the unpleasant, but also there being a clear recognition of the nature of everything moving through, changing, insubstantial, like wisps of clouds in the sky, and not you in the deepest sense, not to be clung to as I or mine. With a growing feeling of ease, resting as spacious awareness, resting in a feeling of deep peace.